You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
This gardening feature is brought to you by Harry Humans Garden Center.
Hi, I'm Jeremy, owner of Harry Humans Garden Center, and I'd like to invite you to come and experience some genuine retail therapy at our special garden center, where our friendly and knowledgeable staff are waiting to help you. Come and find the perfect plant, beautiful pot, compost, potting or specialized soils, products to solve a pesky insect or fungal garden infection, and so much more. We strive to have a wide range and fair pricing. We're looking forward to seeing you soon at Harry Humans Garden Center.
It's 10:30 and time for the Garden Zone with David Parker from Budding Inspirations and our sponsor, Jeremy Fenn from Harry Grumman's Garden Center. Good morning and welcome.
Morning, morning. Sue. Morning, Jeremy. Good.
Morning. Yeah,
okay. How's that with? It's meant to be from.
No, it doesn't matter. With, from.
With, from. Hither, there, neither there.
You can see we're tired as coming to the end of the
year. We are all running around. Oh, I was watching us yesterday again.
Yeah.
It was Saturday.
Okay.
And it was bumping.
Nice. It's been very busy.
Yeah, it's beautiful out there, man.
Yeah, we were talking about it. It's just that the traffic's putting a little bit of a spanner in the works.
Yeah.
They're putting those water pipes in. They have to do that stop-go because they have that truck that lowers the pipe into the channel.
Are they not extending the road bigger there?
It's going to be 3 lanes.
Okay.
But it's still not perfect because it needed to actually be 4.
100%, and it needs to be done not at Christmas time.
This is the
worst time of year.
This is the problem.
I mean, I do baffles my brain how the traffic congestion that comes out of Komaki. I don't know where all the cars come
going
from.
I go
to dump and I'm like, 20 minutes just to get back to the office from the dump, you know. Yeah. But anyway, I guess you know what? It's good to be busy and that means there's economies moving. So I guess we're lucky, hey?
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep moving. So, Jeremy, we decided we're going to do the randomest thing today and we're just going to banter between each other, chat about jobs we're doing, you said, and just chat, yeah.
Yeah, the other thing that I just, I didn't really remember it, but I wanted to just tell you that Harry Humans Garden Center in the Valley here is 30 years.
Wow.
Next month.
That is so cool.
December.
Man. We better do something.
Wow.
Yeah, Christmas birthday. That is so special, Jamie.
Yeah, so 30 years in the Valley. My parents started this one. 1994.
And there was a Harry Goodman's over by the spa in Berkeley at one stage of life. I remember going there many years back when I worked for my boss. Who was that, your dad's stall up there as well?
No, that was my grandfather, obviously. Harry Goodman's, and then taken over by my uncle, Peter Goodman's. And then, the nursery was there until 2007.
Yeah. It was a very deceiving nursery because it was such a small entrance. And you walked in and it just went poof, all the way to the back.
Yeah, originally it was the proper, it was only the nursery. And then in 2001, I think my uncle built that shopping center and then moved away. And then he had managers running the garden center there for sort of 6 years. And
amazing.
Actually made sense to, unfortunately closed that garden center and just put tenants in. So the Buco is there now.
Yes.
And the Buco is doing really well. And he's actually just put KFC in the corner. And that's also that's also doing really well, the drive-through. But for us, 1994 starting, and I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but I used to come with my dad on a Sunday. And the two of us would sit there. And probably serve like 3 to 5 customers.
Amazing. And what people don't know, Sue, is that Jeremy and I actually were at school together. We were at SACS together, and we were together pretty much our whole lives at school. I mean, you were in the junior school, didn't you?
No.
Only the high school.
Only the high school.
Okay. See, not the best memory. So let's stop talking about age now. Congratulations, Jeremy. That's very cool, man.
Yeah.
And I must say, you're doing an amazing job at the nursery. I think your dad would be proud of you. And the staff are excellent, and it's just such a lovely place to go to. As I say, they always look after me. I can be a bit loud in there, but I get really spoiled when I go, and I absolutely love going there. And the little restaurant that Lauren runs is absolutely amazing, and the food the other day I had there was brilliant. So congratulations.
Oh, thanks.
Very cool, man.
Yeah, awesome.
Lekker. And I mean, I think, funny enough, I think I'm half your age. I am now 15 years next year running my own business.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Wow. We're getting old here, Jeremy, and been in this industry now for 25 years.
Okay.
And not many people know the life story, but obviously I had a son very early on. I was still in the end of my school in matric when he was almost conceived, so I had to get a job, and I fell in love with the industry. So I think we're both very lucky, and it's been amazing that we've been able to work together with each other. So that's pretty cool.
Exactly.
And I really appreciate you sponsoring this garden show, and Zone Radio appreciates you, and I think you'll only grow bigger and bigger in the valley. So,
thank you.
So celebrations are in order.
Yes, definitely. You've got to have a 80% off plant sale in the valley. Or 80% added on for the birthday
wishes. We're having a few specials.
Yeah, because it's Black Friday, isn't it? So you're getting specials.
I don't believe in Black Friday. I'm just calling it birthday specials next week. 30th birthday. There will be some stuff, but obviously... All the usual things, but then we will have some stuff as well, just to...
Are you going to put like a little kids thing up, like a jumping castle or something like
that? I don't know about that. I'm not involved in that section.
Okay.
But I'll check in.
That is so cool.
But let's talk about what's going on in... Where have you been now? Camp Bay.
Just on the edge of Cape Town. We are busy putting 16 cubic meters of soil up the side of a mountainside. I've formed a chain with about 15 men today, and we are literally... Luckily, I got everything bagged and bought us in bags, which makes life a lot easier. Very difficult to offload and work in that area, Jeremy. So you've got to have your logistics on point. So that's been going well. The stonemason is just finishing off the final wall there. I don't do stonemason work, unfortunately. I tried once and I failed miserably. It's a very...
When
you got the habits and you've got the rights and you've got it going, you can do it. But I try and do as many things as I can, but I've also learned over the years not to do what I can't do. Mm-hmm. I stick to what I can do, and so I let the professionals do the stonemasonry work, and we're busy now backfilling in behind all the gabions. And so today was why I could get here. I know I haven't been here for the last two shows. We've just been manic, but so I dropped them off. Got through here, and they're just going to do that today. And then from tomorrow, we install a minor little irrigation system. The thing about those gardens, Jeremy, is they're very small gardens.
Is it a new garden?
Yeah,
or is it a new build?
No. It's an old build. So, funny enough, I was on Google Maps the other day, or the actual Google Earth. And you know, when you go to Google Earth, the pictures are old over there. Mm-hmm. So, in front of this house was all like sort of forest almost.
Okay.
It's been cleared. And then what they've done is they call it some, it's amazing. They do it everywhere. You see it happening here in Clovelly. They're shotcreted.
Yes.
So they come in with a big truck and they literally stand and they just shoot cement on the side. It's called shotcrete. And it's quite a thick layer. And that basically binds the ground. And then the owners have this beautiful like deck and a pool, but you go down these little stairs, and then when you came round, it was just dangerous and like four terraces down, and it was just very bad. So what we decided to do was create one living level for them that put some grass in. We're always going to put a borderline of hedging in so that nobody falls over the edge. I'm having a bit of a tequila babalas today, so we don't want anyone to have tequilas and fall over the edge there. So we're going to do a saltbush edge. And this is all the stock coming from you tomorrow. I know you, Cecil's on it, delivering quite a nice order. So basically, we're just doing the backfilling today. We obviously have to take a compactor and make sure the ground's compact. The last thing you want, if you don't do that, is subsidization over the next couple of months, and then the clients moan because the soil's dropped.
Yeah.
And we'll get that right. Then we're doing one minor retainer wall just to do one single terrace because the deck's quite big, so it's quite shady under there.
Okay.
So that's why we're using your ferns and aspidities and all that we're going to stick in there. They threw me a curveball last week. They said, we just realized that nobody can water, so can you put an irrigation system in? So I've got one of your gardenia. I'm really fond of the gardenia tap timers.
Yes.
They just make life easy, Jeremy, because you don't have to worry about electricity to a degree. So, and then I think we'll obviously be maintaining it. I've got a maintenance team as well. We do run out to Cape Town every, our maintenance work is very fortnightly based, once a month, fortnightly based. So obviously our maintenance team will go in there and look after that. But yeah, it's quite exciting. I think the hardest part is today. And then after there, it's just pretty straightforward, to be honest. But last week we did a job, Jeremy. It was something new for me. We jackhammered out 4.5 tons of concrete.
Yeah.
A lovely lady on the side of the mountain, Nikki, Sea Cottage Drive, has steps that were going up, and the slab that joined the next set of steps to go up to the house had completely subsided over all the years. I mean, many years. So, you know, the ground shifts and that thingy. So we had to jackhammer that slab out, backfill it with white sand, compact that, and then we use what they call a grass block, Jeremy, because the thing is they've already got this big existing grass block parking that you could park in, and then the slab was there and you'd walk up. So we had to jackhammer, and then funny enough, on the left of the slab, the beautiful lawn proceeds to go around the house. So we basically grass slabbed up blocks up to it and planted it new. So it looks a bit odd now, but once it grows, it will look like it's always been there, and just the grass blocks will run through to the normal lawn, and I think it's just going to change the front of the house. It's going to look lacquer. So that was a job we did. We do absolutely everything we can, tree felling.
I was going to ask you, the Camps Bay, you're obviously based in the valley and you do work here, but you do you have talked about Hart Bay and then Camps Bay. Yeah. And are these usually from referrals or?
So I'm very privileged, Jeremy, not only to obviously have you in my corner and people like that, but I work for many managing body agencies. And I think, you know, Jeremy, when you communicate well, you're on time, like you say, you're going to be, you successfully succeed in getting their clients happy. The snowball keeps rolling for me and I'm just very, very blessed. It's not only have numerous agencies this side of the mountain that support me. I'm quite amazed how much property management there is out there, Jeremy. You know, it's almost like a big thing. And then it also indicates the capital in the country because people from foreigners from overseas obviously invest in our beautiful country, beautiful homes. I mean, I've got a few homes, Jeremy, that I literally do 11 months of the year, I am maintaining full. I've got one in Constantia where I do a whole day every 2 weeks, and there's nobody there for 11 months. And it's just so that when the clients come down from overseas in London, they come to this beautiful big home in Constantia, and their 240 roses are immaculate, and their lawns are manicured, and all the hedges. So it's a love what you do. I think I can. I'm a little bit overwhelmed at the moment. I think I'm taking on too much because you know the work's coming in. So, but it's good, you know, take it while it comes. And then I had my worst July ever, funny enough, this year because of the rains we've had.
Yeah. Same.
100%. And now, ironically, in the flip coin, I've had my best 2 months ever in my business as well, October, November. But again, Jeremy, I'm very good at following up and checking in with my clients. So if I do a new job, I'll always phone a week after and check how the job's gone. And, you know, if there's a niggle, I never hesitate to go back and have a look at it. And so things like that have kept me in business. And obviously, as I said, the wonderful support. So I'm very lucky. I'm very lucky to do what I do. And
so is this Camps Bay one a
referral?
A referral.
There's a company out there called The Accommodation Shop.
Okay.
And they've given me, I've got Driva Mansions. I've got Fresne Body Corporate. And I find when I click, again, I keep talking about relationships, but I've just taken on a block of flats called the Fresne, and I clicked with the guy who manages Anton. He's just such a lacquer guy. And once you click with somebody and they see the work, they just love you, you know, and they love my guys, and my guys are very good at what they do, and they're neat. So we've taken that on, and we've been there for about 2 weeks over the last month and a half as well.
Okay.
I do love it, Jeremy. I do feel that now going to December, I'm almost fully booked, but I won't take any more work in Cape Town because now with the busy period, December is just, you don't want to be out that side. You know, my mansion's about that.
Traffic. We were talking about the traffic. Yeah, the traffic is
it's
insane.
It's becoming a nightmare. And obviously, I haven't had my bike for 4 months. As you know, I've got a bike, and the bike helps me a lot, Jeremy. So the bike is my my single wheel mode of transport when I need to go see clients and do things like that. So easy just to hop onto it and evade all the traffic. And that's why I enjoy her. It gets a bit difficult when you're on the road all day, especially this time of year, and you're doing quotes, and then I do laugh sometimes at people, and I'm not offending anyone, but I'll see somebody this morning, and by this evening I get a message like, oh, did you manage to do the quote yet? Do you think yourself, well, no, I mean, I've kind of been working today, running between Camps Bay and a radio show, and I'm going over to a silver, steamer golf estate now, see another, we call them swallows, obviously people that come into our country. We're going to see a lovely old gentleman, Sir David from London and his home. So he's just arrived a week ago. So, it's very cool, Jimmy. And, you know, running it all by myself obviously keeps me very busy on my toes. Mm. And I love that. But I got two boys, you know, maybe time to start roping in the boys. Although my eldest has got a wonderful job, but you know, the younger is coming through the ranks. He's got his new motorbike now. So I think it's time to put him onto the team in December so he can make some money because I'm not paying for all the petrol. You know how it goes. got to teach them something. Hey, Jeremy.
So he's 16 now.
Yeah, he's 16. He passed his license for his bike and what a lekker thing. He's now drives to school. He's busy writing his exams at the moment. Comes home, goes up to his girlfriend's house. So independence is quite an amazing thing, I think, when you get it. And to see his face and to give your kids something like that is always a wonderful feeling, you know, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Obviously, you worry about the motorbike and you worry about the other people that drive. But, you know, I've been letting him ride his bike for about 6 months prior to his license, obviously just in the little hub teaching him and that. So he's good. But, very cool. So you know me, I like my irrigation. We're doing a lot of little irrigation checks now. Obviously, the season's definitely swung over, Jeremy. So the heat is now coming through. So now everyone's sort of worried about their lawns and all that. And so, irrigation is something that I love to do. And I find irrigation is something that I can take on even if I'm busy because it's me and one or two guys. It's not like a whole team. So
yes.
Something that I'm also really good at is the logistical planning of my business. You know, I can't take two tree jobs on in a day because I need all my chainsaws and my trailer on one site. So if I'm doing a tree job, then I can do something else, like maybe a lawn or an irrigation job or something like that. So, yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah, you can definitely squeeze those ones in.
Yeah.
Especially if it's an existing system that you need to tweak.
100%. Very straightforward work. However, it's a flipping nightmare when you're somewhere far and you literally need that one single straight joiner just to fix that leak and you just don't have it and you're like, yeah, okay, now I've got to travel to get it, you know. So I try and keep my boxes stocked, but
sometimes you've got to run around. We've been going crazy with irrigation, just keeping up with, you know, we don't even realize how many straight joins have been selling. And, you know, the new installations as well, pop-ups and 100%. Standpipes and all that sort of stuff. People are going crazy.
I must say, what I also like is out of all the places in the world, you've got quite a wonderful selection. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't have what the main wholesalers have down, but you can probably go to Harry Goodman's and get everything you need for a basic installation, which I like. That appeals to me. I mean, as I said, I came to you on Sunday morning yesterday just to get some solenoid valves, which are very difficult to find in the area. So that was cool. And obviously that Gardenia time I absolutely love, which I've picked up from you. And then some rotors, Rainbird rotors and all that. But irrigation is a wonderful thing. You know, I always talk about precipitation before. So you've got to have a little bit of knowledge on it.
Yes.
And that's always a lacquer thing. But I always laugh when somebody comes in and I've seen it at your nursery before and I've got a picture and then you're like, but what's, and then they look at you and like, what's the mill? What's the size? And they're like, oh man, okay. They want to go home first and get a piece of pipe or something, you know? So you got to know what you're talking about when it comes to irrigation and obviously what you need. So, and obviously what you're pushing through and how thick your pipe needs to be, the density, is it low pressure, high pressure system, you know, what side of the pump is it? So it's good. It's really really enjoying it. I must be honest.
We're sucking a few of those compression fittings as well. Just in case people,
because high pressure fittings.
Yeah, people have going through their pipes with a spade or something like that. But then it's not the irrigation side; it's like the mains water.
Yeah,
and then luckily we've started stocking some of those. So people are being unknown on the weekend if they need it, because sometimes they can't buy it from
100%.
You know, one of the plumbing shops or whatever. So the compression fittings for the HDPE.
And they're also very, very, very easily usable fittings. I love them. I mean, you work on the highest pressure. Obviously, the water needs to be off, but you're working on this high pressure piping, and yet these fittings just slide on with their O-rings and that thing together. And I find them very nice to work with. So when I work on the LDPE size as well, on the insert fitting pipe, also a higher pressure side pipe, you're using the insert fittings and the clamps. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's actually a lot harder to use because you've got to
heat them
pipe up with a gas gun and, you know, make sure you don't overheat it and melt the pipe. Or so there's a lot that goes with it. Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so.
And then, so you're still doing maintenance as well as new installation stuff.
Yeah, so maintenance is something that I'm very fond of maintenance. You know, in my business, I actually separated my two businesses. Although they're one, I've separated to my landscape business. And then and that was quite an eye-opener for me because it's given me an amazing understanding of what the maintenance is. And the maintenance actually is, you always hear that word bread and butter.
Yes.
It's just something that moves on its, not on its own. We put effort in.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've got a wonderful young manager, Reese, who manages. He's been with me now for about 3 years. And the same three guys do that. So, you know, my landscape team, I bring in extra guys when I need them. But I've got guys that are very good at certain, like, tree felling or the irrigation. Yes. But on the maintenance, it's been the same team consistently. And I think that's the key to it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with modern technology now, like, WhatsApp is clearly, truly grown into quite an amazing facility to use. I do laugh, though, because we live in a country that the signals are so bad. And everyone now just uses WhatsApp to phone and that. And when you're in Rocklands and Simonstown, there's just no connection for WhatsApp calls, you know. But generally, for me and my manager, what's nice is I always, for my clients, I set up a group chat. It's just easy. You know, myself, Reese, and the clients, and we communicate through that app. You know, Reese can actually video call me through there, and we can look, or he can take pictures and send it to me. So I must say that's a really good aspect of it. And I find that people don't appreciate how hard maintenance is, Jeremy. You know, I get people that phone me and they ask for a price, and we charge 600 an hour, which, to be honest with you, Jeremy, you and I don't want to offend plumbers or anything out there, but a plumber comes to your home with one guy. He charges you $5.50 for an hour, and they've used your electricity, or they, you know, they don't use anything really, and they charge you for the fittings. We arrive with four men, You know, we've had to obviously get to you with a bucky.
Yeah.
All our machines are petrol driven. So uh-huh. we've got brush cutters and mowers and blowers. And we obviously, that the petrol needs to be allocated. The wear and tear to the machines need to be allocated. The salaries of those four men, including a manager, need to be allocated. So, and what we I also offer removal of refuse
yes.
From the job. And obviously, there's a fine line between cutting down a whole tree if they want clients want that. And you know, that doesn't fall in the maintenance bracket, so mm-hmm. we've got to get that fine line right where we do enough cutting and enough trimming and enough that so that it stays maintained. But you know, every 6 months, Jeremy Reese will send me a picture of a tree and say, look, you know, we that's now got too big, and then I can quote off the client and say, look, that tree needs to be cut, there's a day rate to go, well, day labor costs plus mm-hmm. dumping, and then and that's how we sort of balance each other out, and it just helps, you know. And I find what's quite lacking and amazing also looking back in hindsight, there's a lot of work I do actually comes from my maintenance clients, because, as I yes. said, everything gardens get maintained to a point, and then thereafter there needs to be work done. Mm-hmm. You know, and then we revamp areas every now and then, or we change a rockery and change yes. the shape, or you know, add something to that area. And the garden grows with the client and with the teams, and it's nice that both the maintenance team sees the change, and obviously our landscape team also implements that change, and that's quite. Every now and then I do like to alternate my maintenance guys, just so that everybody gets a feel of. Everyone needs to know how to use a brush cutter and needs to know how to chainsaw. So it's really cool. And again, I really love what I do. But as I was saying, Jimmy, people don't appreciate what goes into the maintenance. I mean, you know, if Reese goes there and literally has no idea what he's doing and he cuts down a rose bushel there, and you come home and you get, as a client, you get upset.
Yeah.
I've got a few clients that are generally around and they put their input in, which I love. Those are the easier gardens, because when the client's putting input in and you say, right, what can we do? And you know what you're doing. Sometimes what happens if we don't see clients for a while and it's just an hour job, I find that the team can get a little bit like blinkers on.
Yes.
They don't change what they do.
Yeah, always
and
do the
very
same thing.
It's important to change what you do. And I always try and encourage my guys to, and I always support my guys. And I say, look, if you like, do something. And if a client says, oh, you know what, then it's a case of, well, look, we hear you, but we have been sort of asking for you to tell us what you like, what you don't like, what we're doing, what you think we could be doing better.
Yes.
And unfortunately, if the client's not communicating and I'm sending out those communications, then they're kind of entrusting us to do what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, the team's very good and we get through it. Every now and then you have a bit of a niggle, you know. Yeah. And remember, Jeremy, it's not only that, we have to carry all our insecticides, pesticides. I try and be as very natural and organic as possible. However, there is a time, unfortunately, to put some coino on an aloe that's got scale over it.
Yes.
Or to spray a Eugenia bush for black sooty mold. Obviously, learning through your nursery with all the knowledgeable people you have, I've learned a massive amount about lawns this year through Doug. And so I now know to post spray for a pre-emergent spray for weeds mm-hmm. when the right time, you know, what to watch for fungus in your lawns. And, you know, all of that knowledge gets poured in. And I saw a guy the other day and what did he say? He said, you're charging the client. I said, yeah, you're charging me that rate for 3 hours. He says, no, I'm charging that rate for 40 years experience, you know, and there's a truth to that. Really,
yeah,
you know?
definitely a truth.
100%.
And you obviously have the expense of driving between the places.
That's it. All that petrol is included into that time frame, you know,
yeah,
into that
exactly.
hourly rate. So I think it's a very fair and decent hourly rate. And I think I've got used to telling clients, like I've just told you on the air, how, you know, you got to appreciate it. It's four man, the machines are wearing. And because when people start thinking about that, you know, I mean, I sometimes buy something and I think to myself, sure, that was actually really cheap, considering when you look at what goes into that or
yes.
what they have to do to make it and where it's got to come from. And, you know, you've got to appreciate that things take. Obviously, we all know in this world we live in, things aren't made as well as they used to be made. But, you know, that's where when I do work, I try and make sure that the work that I do is not just for this year. It's for the next 10, 15 years. And I'm also very good at telling clients, you know, if we're putting woodwork in, you've got to appreciate that as much as they say it's treated, maybe in 10 years that pole in the ground will be rotted
mm-hmm.
and you might have to change it over.
No,
so,
definitely.
You know, and then you debate, well, do we put a steel beam in the ground rather and then connect the wood? There's, you know, all those things come through. And again, that comes through with knowledge and experience. So,
yeah.
But lekker. I think that's us. And I just want to say thank you for asking me questions and allowing me to express my business a bit better on it. I mean, I don't think we've ever done that. And it's been actually quite lekker. And again, congratulations on 30 years next month. It's
yeah.
insane. What is the actual date? Do you know?
I think it was the 1st of December.
The 1st of December,
It's one of those things because my dad actually built that. They had a little block-making machine.
Okay.
And they made the blocks, and then they built the whole thing and put everything together. So,
amazing.
You know, it's actually...
I I must actually say, Sue and Jeremy, but people don't know, when you go into Jeremy's beautiful nursery, there's a massive workforce behind the nursery that nobody sees, where all the planning and all the potting and whatever he does there. I mean, I've been there and watched his pavers being made by men that put it in and screed it. And I know you've slowed down on that a little bit, but you still we're doing.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a thing because the price of everything.
Molds, and I mean, it's incredible, man.
Yeah, we had to unfortunately shut down the paving, the actual making of the paving, just because. You know, the cement, I've said it before, doubled.
Yeah.
Sand doubled. Yeah. Stone.
Yeah, labor doubled.
Labor.
100%.
Up. Everything went up. I mean, you know, I'm buying cement now, and it's 100 and like almost 140 rand a bag.
No, it's insane.
And
Jeremy,
when I was doing the costings, you know, my spreadsheets all there, I go back to a few years ago, and it's like 70 rand a bag.
I think of the sand, and I think to myself, like, that's so expensive, sand. And then I drive past Simon's Town after the winds, but I'm thinking, fuck, I should. I should just pull up to the side of the road and load my bucket with the sand. I mean, this is everywhere, you know. And here you're paying for tons of it. But it's been absolutely awesome. And again, apologies I haven't been here for the last two times, guys. Just as you've heard, work is good.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think we've got probably one or two more before the end of the year, Sue.
We might have. Yeah. And also, you know, if you're not here, we do understand.
You guys are good.
I mean, we
I did listen to the last one. I sent in a voice note.
Yes, I know you did send one.
You guys are awesome. Yeah. But thank you. Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you, Sue.
And well, we must thank you and congratulations for the 30 years.
Yeah. Amazing.
And David, you're right. It was awesome to listen to, you know, how you make it work.
Yeah.
You and the team. And I
love what I
think it's important.
And I've got so much support.
And you can hear the passion and the love coming through. And the same as you, Jeremy. Yeah. I mean, you can hear the passion. I mean, how many generations?
Yeah, I didn't know it was.
Third generation.
You're the third generation. So, I mean, look at that. Well done.
And how many kids you got?
I've got two.
Two. So there's another generation on its way.
And
it's
another
amazing.
Another generation. There we go. So thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
I know, David, you've got to run, and I know, Jeremy, you have to run. But just thank you for coming in and sharing the knowledge.
And lots of love to the Zone family. It's always lucky being here.
Yeah.
And
good luck with the move.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes. 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 The move.
The place is looking sparse.
Sparse. The move.
Yeah.
But growth. Lekker, guys. See you all later.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
This gardening feature was brought to you by Harry Humann's Garden Center.
Hi, I'm Jeremy, owner of Harry Humann's Garden Center, and I'd like to invite you to come and experience some genuine retail therapy at our special garden center, where our friendly and knowledgeable staff are waiting to help you. Come and find the perfect plant, beautiful pot, compost, potting or specialized soils, products to solve a pesky insect or fungal garden infection, and so much more. We strive to have a wide range and fair pricing. We're looking forward to seeing you soon at Harry Humann's Garden Center.